Morning, God. Okay, Rabbi Isai, just to recap, we were holding. We had the Mishnah of Donas Adin. We'll just read it quickly again. Donas Adin, Zika Zachai, Vechiv Zachai, as a Zakai. If a Dayan misplaced the Psak Halacha, and he was Machayev the Zakai, or the other way around, Timi Asator, Vatir Asatome, or he made something Tome, he Paskin something was Tome or Toho. Masha also if he is shalom ibeisa, he has to pay. V'im hoya mumcha lebezin potom l'shalom. Okay, so the Gemara debates why you chayev to pay l'chayre to gromo. The Gemara wants to say that maybe the Mishnah is going like a mayor who holds garmi, which is a more direct type of gromo. We discussed last week what constitutes garmi. The Gemara says, no, we're talking about here a case where the Dayan actually physically was noisiv and noisim biyad. He did something physical, and because he did something physical, he's called a mazik bi lechoritz. He's called a mazik bi a Dayan. Okay, that seems to be what the Gemara is saying. So we had a lot of difficulties in this Mishnah, but before we get to that, let's just read the next Mishnah because that really brought out even more difficulty. There was a ma'aseh with a parah that was missing its aim. Right? So now the question was, does the fact that they extracted the aim from the animal, does that make it into a treifa? V'achilu rabtafen l'klovim, rabtafen paskin that the dogs should eat it, it's a treifa. L'akelov tashlichon ha'aseh. U'bo ma'aseh l'fnei chachomim b'yavne v'tiruah. The Chachamim will matter it. V'omu tudus ha'roife ein poro v'chazer ha'yoytzem l'gzandri yishol mitzrayim she'in choytchem esayim shelo b'shvil shelo yitelet. Every cow that leaves Alexandria, they would cut out the aim. It's just proof that the animal can live. Omar ta'afen ocho chamo chata'afen, you lost a chamo, meaning I have to pay for it. Omar Rabbi Kiva Rab ta'afen Ato mumcha lebezn v'chola mumcha lebezn potom l'shal. You're potter from pain, you're a mumcha. And a mumcha is potter from pain. Ask the Gemara, typically Torah b'dvar Mishnah. The rule is that if somebody made a mistake in a dvar Mishnah, the psak gets reversed. V'torah b'dvar Mishnah choyze. So the Gemara says, choyde v'oid koma, choyde the Torah b'dvar Mishnah. You're right, one reason is you made a mistake of our Mishnah and it's choyza. For now, Mishikla das, to you say, mumcha lebezden ata, v'chola mumcha lebezden potem l'shal. A mumcha lebezden, and therefore a mumcha lebezden is part of pain. Okay. So the way this works here is that there is two pturim for a dayan. One ptur is if a dayan is a mumcha lebezden. If he's a mumcha lebezden, he's part of no matter what kind of mistake he made. Whether he made a mistake in Dvar Mishnah, or he made a mistake in Shikol Hadas, either way he's potter. That's the halach. And the reason for that is, Dvar Mishnah, you're potter for one reason, and that is because the psak gets reversed. Okay? So it's ki'ilu, the psak is not here anymore, that gets reversed. And the reason why a mumcha lebezin is potter is because he's called a mazik birshus. Like a mazik birshus, mazik boin is mazik birshus. He's potter because of his position, so the whatever psak he gives goes on the getter. Even if it's a mazik, it's like a mazik with a rishus. Like somebody's mazik erev Shabbos, he's potter, right? Somebody is mazik on Purim, some chaspurim, he's potter. So mumcha lebezin has an immunity. So it's two separate pturim. The ptur of Torah b'dvar Mishneh is that the psak gets reversed, and the ptur of mumcha lebezin is that He's called a mazik b'shus, and that's why he's put. Over here in the Mishnah, Reb Taufen paskind was a Torah b'dvar Mishnah. And Rabbi Kiva told him that you're potter because you're mumcha lebezim. The Gemara says mumcha lebezim was just one of the reasons he was potter. Even if he wasn't a mumcha lebezim, he would have been potter else. Torah b'dvar Mishnah, for that he would have been potter. Rabbi Kiva told him both reasons. So the obvious kasha is that l'chorin is a tremendous difference between these two pturim. The ptur of a mumcha lebezim is a ptur in the Maisa Mazik. Although you were Mazik somebody, right? Or worse, as we'll see, could be even worse. If a Dayan could be even worse. Rabbeinu Gershon calls him like a Gazel. So we'll see. You were Mazik somebody, but you're immune because you're Mumcha Lebezn Potter. Okay? It's like you're Mazik Pershus, you're Potter. It's like malpractice insurance. You're Potter. In a Hanami, there was a neglect. You're covered. The mumcha lebezin, you're covered. Torbid val mishneh is not because you're not potter because you have some kind of immunity. It's the other way around. Really, a torbid val mishneh lechayre is the biggest mazik. He's a true peshaya, right? And the reason why he's potter is because chayza, because the psak din goes back. Psak din goes back. There's no psak din. Now, tremendous nafkamina. Because l'chayra, if you're a full-fledged pesheya, and the reason why you're potter is because of choyza, right? So if it can't be choyza, then you should absolutely be chayev. There would even be a tzad to say that a mumcha lebezin should be chayev. That wouldn't be rochek min haseichel to say that a mumcha lebezda makes a mistake in shikul hadas, we give him that free rein. He's a mumcha lebezda. Yeah, but a torbid v'amish, that's total neglect. Total neglect. You can't pull out a mumcha card and make a toss in the v'amishna. Torbid v'amishna. We would even hear such a svara, right? But definitely torbid v'amishna makes you more neglectful. So Stam, we were trying to get our grips last week. What's pshat in this halach? So here was a chilur abtah from the klover. Here the end was, the psak was not reversible, because the animal was already fed to the dogs. Right? So that, to go and reverse the psak was not even an option. Okay? Because the ramifications of the psak have already occurred. So now why should somebody be potter? He gave an erroneous psak, completely erroneous, right? And we're talking about without being a mumcha lebezin, because that's the whole Gemara. The Gemara is saying there's a two-pronged ptur. Mumcha lebezin is channel one, and Torbid Vamishna is channel two. And it's even possible to say, I'm not telling you for sure, it's even possible to say that they're in contradiction of each other. It's even possible to say that a Torbid Vamishna doesn't have a ptur of mazik bilshus. Because we can never call you a mazik b'shus if you're torbid val mishneh. What we'll call you is a choyzer. But over here, the psak din can't be choyzer. It's not trying to be choyzer. So this is really a plea. And the explanation that we find in the Mishnah is very, very, in the Rishonim is very, very difficult. And the Rishonim explain that If the animal would have been alive, the psak would have been reversed. I understand. If. But it's not. The animal's dead. The animal's already given to the klovim. So it's not reversible. And the fact is, it was a pshi gemura. So why should he be potter? Why should he be any more potter than shikul hadas? He's worse. He has the full-fledged negligence of a dvar mishneh, right? And the full-fledged irreversibility of shikul hadas. So it has kol hachumras. Very difficult to understand why it should. In fact, if we look in halacha, the Ramah discusses this in Hilchos Dayanim, that there's some who want to say that if it's irreversible, then even if you made a mistake, a Torah b'dvar mishnah, you should also be chayiv. That's the svara. That would be the svara. Here, simil chafei, im Torah b'dvar mishnah, what happens if you made a mistake in the dvar mishnah? But the EF shalachzo. This is right here at the beginning of Simil Chof Hei. Shulchan Aruch says, Kegoyin shaholach ze shaloi kedin l'mdina sayam. The guy you gave the money to went to Medina Sayam. Right? Oy shetimei davato. Oy mamish the case of Amish to the Shulchan Aruch. Oy shahoyre b'ksheiro sheitrefo vechilu l'klovin. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Harelu potu milishal. That's again, that's by us as a plea. The Ramah says, V'yesh cholkim. Yesh cholkim. Comes the Sma, and he says that the Iker Sheet in the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Iker Sheet that you put on, which is the pastor of our Sugya, says the Sma, V'afilu b'nosa v'nosa b'yad. The Shach rather wants to argue that if your mamish did nosa v'nosa b'yad, and it could be the debate here is, what is Nasa V'Nasa B'Yad? Because if you look at Rabbeinu Gershon by us, look at the Lashon of Rabbeinu Gershon, by Nasa V'Nasa B'Yad. He says like this, Shenasa V'Nasa B'Yad. It's about six lines in the bottom. Shenasa V'Nasa B'Yad, says Rabbeinu Gershon, Shenata B'Yadayim Mizeh V'Nasa L'Zeh, for loy goyremu, elo goyzel. You're not just a goyrem, you're a goyzel. So it could actually be that that's where the Shach is arguing with the Sma, and the Shach is saying that I don't care what you are, and I don't care what kind of mistake you made, if you actually were nosav nosav, yeah, b'stachagazim. And for that you should be chayiv. Okay, the Shach, the Ktzei Skrada says that you're not never a gazim. By a dying, he's not a gazlan. He's an oinus, he's a shaykh, he's not a... He holds the whole ribuy of oinus, kerox, and the shaykh, it's amazing. He's only in hilchas mazik. By gazlan, there is no such halach. So if somebody is a goizel ba'oinus, for instance, he's not a gazlan. Mazik isn't a mazik ba'oinus. Goizel is no such thing as goizel ba'oinus, according to the Ktzeis. But that's the debate here. If you look in Simen Chof Hei, you'll see that that's the Ktzeis' view. That there isn't really a... But I'll call upon him, the sheet of the Ramo, we understand the Yesh Cholkim here. But the Stam Deya and the Pashtos of our Sugya is that even if the Dayan went ahead and he made a Toros B'dvar Mishnah, and now it's irreversible, and he's not a Mumcha, he's still put. This is Lam Shapela. Well, all the cases are that way. All the cases he gives. The guy went away to Medina Sayam. It's all practically irreversible. In fact, here it's more irreversible, the guy went to Medina Sayam. Because the guy went to Medina Sayam, the dying could still tell you, you know what, go after him. You have a, I'll give you a written judgment. You have a judge. Yeah, enforce it wherever it is. This is mamish irreversible. No, the main problem here, David, is that l'chayra, you're more negligent. And it's only a practical reason why you're potter. That's why the lomdus here shouldn't make such a difference. Because l'chayra, that's my problem. Torah b'dvar mishnah, in lomdus you should be more chayiv. Your p'tur is practical. So making it into a lomdus thing doesn't help us. If it would be a lomdus p'tur, then we could start analyzing, is the irreversibility technical or practical? But l'chayra, when somebody is negligent and they give a psak aloha k'neged dvar mishnah, als lomdus, they should be more chayiv. The only reason, l'chayra, the only reason why we're not machayiv the dayan, l'chayra, is we say, how come machayiv? The psak is reversed. We can't be machayiv. So, but it's not reversible now. Practically, it's not reversible. Okay, so that's issue one is these two mishnayos. The obviously the Mishnah, the first Mishnah that we learned on Sadin is talking about Torah, b'shikul hadas, and that's why over there there's a din you have to pay. And our Mishnah here is talking about Torah b'dvar Mishnah, and that's what the Gemara is saying, that for that alone you'd be pot, even Adam Mumcha Labez will be pot. So we don't understand b'chlal, what's the flow here. Then we were dealing with the whole shiur last week. B'chlal, it's very unclear, why is a dayan who makes a mistake in shikul hadas chayiv to pay at all? Why is he chayiv to pay? And it's interesting, the Achronim don't really talk about the specific thing that I'm talking about. I'll show you where they indirectly address what I was bothered by. I'm bothered by a simple question. A guy makes a mistake in shikul hadas, right? We never know if he made a mistake. It's not discoverable. You cannot discover that you made a mistake in shikul hadas, because the definition of shikul hadas means it's a judgment call. So you can make a judgment call on Sunday like this, and Monday like this, and Tuesday you could be back to Sunday. And Wednesday you could have another view, not Sunday and not Monday, and not Tuesday. And every day. So it's never for sure. And that's precisely why the Baal Din keeps the money. When the Dayan wakes up on Monday, he made a mistake on Sunday, shikul hadas, he made a mistake. And the Dayan wakes up on Monday, and he says, he makes an emergency call. I made a mistake. Okay, what's the halacha? It doesn't go back. He has to pay the guy that he caused the loss to. Yeah. The other guy doesn't have to give the money back. Why not? Because the other guy says, I hold of Sunday's psak. Kimberly, you gave a psak on Sunday. Now you're telling me you think otherwise? Okay, I think you're wrong. I think you're right on Sunday. And I don't even have to know that. Because Choshe Mishpat doesn't require me to know that. If a Rav gave me a Psak Aloch and a Nida Shaila, if a Rav gave me a Psak Aloch and a Kashra Shaila on Sunday, and it's a Deraisa, and then he calls me Monday and he says, you know what, I think I made a mistake. I'm not sure. Okay? There I don't have a right to say, you know what, I'll go by Sunday's Psak. Api Aloch, I have no such right. I have to go by his Monday psak. Okay? Tuesday he could call me back again. But if he calls me on Monday and says, you know, I made a mistake. The kesem you showed me yesterday, I looked at it, now I look at it again. It doesn't look good to me. No good. It's a very hard call to make. You tell somebody the kesem was no good. But I'm all, you see a different, you know. It's happened to me sometimes while the guy's asking me to shayla, I look at it and it looks okay, and then the sun, I get a different view and I go, it's not good. I see the guys, I feel terrible. The guy has a look like I just killed him. I didn't mean anything. You know, it's what it is. But that's the halacha. By Choshe Mishpat, if I tell you, if I call you up Monday, I say, David, you know, I think I awarded you yesterday $100,000. Today I'm thinking that really, it belongs to Akiva. You could say, you know what, Radinsky, thank you very much, but I like what you said on Sunday. And I have to write out a check for Akiva. So the shaila we were dealing with is, why do I have to write out a check? Why is David Resnick so lucky and Radinsky is not? Why can Radinsky wake up on Monday and say, you know, I think I made a mistake, but you know what, I'm going to go by my Sunday psak. Right? That's exactly what you're saying. You're just adding to the question, Misha. You're adding to the question. Once a psak is made, it's done. Exactly. You're adding to my kasha. Are we talking the same language too? So you're adding to my question. You're saying the mishpat of Sunday is a mishpat. Right? So you're adding to my question. So I'm asking you, Rabbi Turk, when I wake up Monday morning and I say, you know, Dr. Resnick, I think I made a toyus, the $100,000 deal from yesterday, I rather think that Akiva gets it. So Resnick turns to me, he says, I heard from Rabbi Turk, mishpat. He seems like a ganz alam. He said, mishpat. So it's done kimli on the mishpat of Sunday. So he has that luck that he can wake up Monday morning and say, kimli that Radinsky was right on Sunday. And Radinsky can't say that, you know what, maybe Radinsky was right on Sunday. I don't know for sure if what I'm thinking Monday is correct. I think, so now it's not like this. Now, if it was a Dvar Mishnah, for sure I'm wrong, then Resnick doesn't have the luck anymore. I call him up, I say, third parak in Sanhedrin, Mishnah Dalit, sorry, mistake, keep against the money. Then he can't say Kimli because it's a Mishnah. The reason why he could say Kimli is because I myself don't know for sure. So why can't I myself say that? So this to me is mamish. To me, it's merafisigra. It's a pella. But the achronim don't directly address this. But the ktseis by us in Simul Chafei indirectly addresses it. Because the ktseis talks about mumcha. A mumcha's potter, right? What happens if we don't know if he's a mumcha? He says he's a mumcha. And we can't verify now whether he's a mumcha or not. So Resnick came to me for a din Torah, Dr. Resnick and Akiva, and I passed him $100,000 like this. And then Monday I call up and I say, I made a mistake. So Akiva says, okay, Baba Radinsky, $100,000, please. It's a Mishnah in B'chiris, Yishalami Beser. Right? So I say, I'm sorry, Akiva, you should know, I'm a mumcha, I got a mumcha certificate somewhere. So you say, prove it. I say, I don't have proof. I'm telling you, I'm a mumcha. Okay, so till I have proof, am I potter or chayv? Do I have to bring a raya that I'm a mumcha? So here the ktzei says like this. The ktzei says, he quotes the shach, kol hecha de potter mit hashlum mishe mumcha. He says like Dr. Resnick. Comes the shach and he says, "Any potter atchu mevarer be'edim shehu mumcha." I have to bring edim that I'm a mumcha. If I don't have my certificate that I'm a mumcha, so Akiva could get his $100,000. As I zok the shach. Comes the comes the ktzeis. He says better even. He says even better. Comes the ktzeis and he says, "What do you mean?" What's the reason Lamayim might see me abaldin? Why doesn't Dr. Resnick have to pay? Because he said Kimli, right? Why doesn't he have to pay? Mishum diyachol etin Kimli. Says the Ktzais, the reason why Dr. Resnick doesn't have to pay Akiva is because he's saying it, he goes by my Sunday psak. He says, nu, in Cain, adayin atzmai nami yachol etin. Rudinsky could also say, Shaloita. Vamai Chayev. Al Koko Hadayin Yesh Boyira Shamayim. Umoide Shatov, Lochin Chayev Lashalim. Vim Kane, Kivon Shakol Chiyuve Mitam Hoida Osai. He should be brought out to Pesha Osa or Pesha Hita. Comes the Ktzeis and he says that you should be brought out. Forget I'm going to make over why you're tiny though. A Pesha Osa. I could also wake up Monday and go like this and go like that. Say, nah, you know what? I go by my Sunday psak. I think Sunday was right. The Ktzeis calls it Yerushamayim. The Tomim Deim uses such a lashon also. The Dayan is Yerushamayim. He's such a Yerei Shamayim that he wakes up Monday and he goes, you know, I think Sunday was a mistake. So since the whole thing is his admission, so and he says he's a mumcha, so we can't machayev him. So really, the Ktzais is dancing around our kasha. I'm asking, he's not a Yerei Shamayim, he's a Shtikl Tipish. Yes, step one is Yerei Shamayim. That he says, you know, I think maybe Sunday I made a mistake. That's Yerei Shamayim. But then, why doesn't he say, you know what, but Alamdin bin Chechet, I have Yerei Shamayim, and my Yerei Shamayim says, you know, I think I made a mistake Sunday, but Alamdin bin Chechet. And there's a Din Kimli. Even though I think I made a mistake Sunday, I'm going to go by my plaque of Sunday. The Baldin has a right to do it. The Baldin's relying on a Dayan who says that he probably made a mistake, and he's allowed to rely on that. What is Yerushamayim? What happens if the Baldin comes to Bezni and says, you know what? It's not fair. Resnick comes to Bezni and says, I want to be the same Yerushamayim as Rudinsky. Rudinsky is paying fines because he's Yerushamayim, look the says. I also want to give, why should Rudinsky have my Yerushamayim? I want to write out the check for $100,000. So then anybody who's friends with Resnick will tell him, Zaynish can tipish. You can have Yerushamayim, don't be a fool. There's a din in Chai Shemesh, but Kimli. Kimli. Kimli means you're relying on a dayan that issued a psak, that the dayan himself says now is more likely than not erroneous, but possibly it could be true. The only time the dayan could say decisively that he was wrong on Sunday is if it wasn't Shikul Hadas, it was a Dvar Mishnah. No, but Mechayim is Atzma is only as much. All he's saying is, I think. Right? What am I saying? But what's he saying? I know or I think? That's exactly what he said. I don't know. I think. Yesterday I thought kach. And today, that's the whole definition of Shikul Hadas. I think like this. Okay, now lastly, we had another shverikite here that the Gemara seemed to say that if he was machil, the Gemara said, what's the case if he was nosav and nosav biyad? So the Gemara gave different examples, and we were struggling with those examples because the dayan's not really doing that as dayan, right? And then the Gemara also brought down that he took a mashkin because the Gemara wanted to know what's the case where nosav and nosav biyad, where he said he's potter. The Gemara says he took the mashkin and he gave it to him. He gave the mashkin back, so he was nosav and nosav biyad. So on all these cases we had difficulties. This last one is the most difficult, which already the Ksois asks. There's a klal, mazik shibud ishul chaver, it's a machlekes tanoim. The paskin that mazik shibud ishul chaver is potter. The halacha is in Bava Kama, that if my ox, my shor tam, gores your shor. So now the halacha is that a short time is mishalam megufa. I don't have to pay you from my pocket. I only have to pay you from my shore. Right? And I go to the shore and I shech the shore. I, the mazik, shech the shore. So we hold mazik shibud ishachaver is potter. So now the nizik can't get more money from me. The nizik can't say, you know what? The shore that was supposed to come to me was worth $500. Which would have paid me back in full. Because you did $1,000 worth of damage, your behemoth was worth $500, so I would have gotten my full payment. Now you shechted it, you brought down the value to $250. Pay me the $250. The halacha is you don't have to pay the $250. Mazik shibud ishul chaver is potter. The machlok is tanoi. Frektik tzois. So why over here are you chayev to pay the dayan? The Gemara says, what's the case of the dayan here? L'chayr, when he tells the guy potter, he didn't do anything. The one says he took the mashkin and he gave it over. Frek the ktsois, that's mazik shibud ishul chaver. That's the ktsois' kash. Rav Eliashiv here, the Shvitz is on this piece, but the isa b'bava kama nechleka b'kiva Rav Yehuda v'shol tam she'izik b'kiva sova ruchot ha'shol. And still the Gemara says, that mazik shibud ishul chaver is potter. Melo over here should also be potter. What's the difference? Well, that's totally if we say it's mazik or not. If you say gezel, it's gezel. That's what we said from the beginning. So I'd like to be mevayel this inyan with one yesoid. I have to end a little bit early today because I'm in the middle of being mesader levaya nebuch. Dr. Rosenblum lost his mother-in-law. Dr. Rosen lost his mother-in-law. Slovaya should be today, so just stay tuned into the shul. So this is what I want to be masbo to you, what I think we could say, and I think it'll give a shtickle oyer in the whole sugya, really, for including the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah, Hanoitel Schal, Liyo Yisroya, Bechoyrois, right, it says, Ein Shechten Alpiv. Very difficult Mishnah. Mishnah says if somebody takes schar to see b'chayrus, right? Ain't shecht in alpiv. We don't shecht based on him. Elam kein hoyamum chakeila v'yavna. Shitir lo chachamim liyis noitel arbi soris l'beh medaka shishil agasim etam bebo. So the Gemara comes out that l'maisi you're not allowed to take schar lodin, And Leah, and over here, we're actually talking about Leah Yisroya b'Becheres. And the Gemara comes out, Lamaisa, that if you do, the halacha is, he's Ein Shoich Ten Alpiv. That's the halacha. So the obvious kasha is, what do you mean? What's the psul? So the Rabbi Baal Tanura and the Rambam, many of the Rishonim learn, the psul is Negeya B'dova. Once you pay me, I'm a Negeya B'dova. The problem is, if you learn I'm a Negeya B'dova, that's the psul, what does it help if you're a mumcha? So mumcha ke'ela, he was allowed to take, they let him, the chachomim let him. It sounds almost like an inside job here. The chachomim gave, well, he was a big mumcha, and they gave him a, if you're not allowed to take schar because you become a flawed, your judgment becomes flawed. Doesn't matter how great you are. Doesn't matter how great you are, you're still possible of them. Doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter. I said it shouldn't matter. The halacha is, person's possible this cause in the gear could be Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was also possible. That's the halacha. Right? Now Moshe Rabbeinu has a negiah to a case. He's not allowed to paskin. If he has a financial netiah, he's not allowed to paskin. That's the halacha. And it could be Moshe Rabbeinu. It could be Avraham Yitzchak Ben Yankiv. There's no difference. There's a letter from the Chazon Ish. I didn't see this pifnim, but I heard about this letter from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was once writing about negiah, and he wrote that he once had a dentera with somebody. Where the guy had a claim, a monetary claim with the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish told him that I don't think that I'm chayev to pay you. So the guy said, fine. The Chazon Ish said, I'm going to go stop. Well, tell the Chazon Ish, I think, yeah. Chazon Ish said, but we have to go to a rav. The guy said, what do you mean? I mean, I have a Chazon Ish. I have to go to a rav. Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish said, I'm possible to pass. We have to, Chazon Ish insisted. They went to a rav, and it was a complicated Chosh Mishpat question, and the rav didn't know what to do. He opened up a Chazon Ish, a Chosh Mishpat. And based on the Yisoyed of the Chazon Ish, in Hilchus Halvo, he passed that the Chazon Ish is Chayv. Chazon Ish always, they say that the Chazon Ish wrote, put it piksav, this story, and he said that you see, when you're Negev Bedovi, it's not Shayach. Yeah? So the question is, the Rav Mibal Tanur and the Rambam, if they're saying the psul is that he's, once he takes money, he becomes flawed, similar to Shoychad. So what does it help that he's a mumcha? The Mishnah says, if he's a mumcha, ke'ela. Also, he said he made a harasha, even it's strange, the whole thing is strange. Okay, so here's the, what I think maybe we could say over here to be Mevaya, to Inyan, as far as the, what's going on here. This will also explain Groma and explain many of the issues at hand. There's a Shaila in Chosh Mishpat. If you hire a worker to do something for you, and this could be in any area, you hire a lawyer, you hire a, and the guy is negligent. He's negligent. Either he doesn't do the job right, or he doesn't do the job at all. You hire him and he skips town, he doesn't work for you. And because of that, you experience a tremendous loss. Okay? I've been involved in many such cases. Right, so the simple thinking of one's mind would be, it's a groma. Right? It's a groma. I hire a attorney to defend me in a court case. And the attorney skips town, last minute, and may I have to pick up some yukul, right, that doesn't know me, mina la smoila, and I lose the case. So now I call the guy back and say, listen, I lost $1 million because of you. Pashtus, what would you say the answer should be? Groma. Right? Groma. But for some reason, by a poil, we find all different kinds of halachas. If I hire a worker, then I can, and you, Choyzer, I can hire other workers to do what you were supposed to do. Some Rishonim hold, I can even hire workers on your expense. I could get money from you to hire those workers, if I can't find ones at the price that we discussed. Right? So where is that coming from? So actually, there's a tshuva written in the Kisoyos L'Beis David, he's a Heintek Shaila. He talks about a simple thing like you call a cab.
you hire a cab and the guy doesn't come and you experience a loss because of that. Again, pashtus, it's a groma. It's a groma, right? They're auctioning a house off in New City, a foreclosure. You hire a cab, you make a cab doesn't come, you lost the auction. So you call the guy up, you call Haim Mishakasar, he says, Shalom Aleichem, you owe me money, you caused me hefsid. So the guy should laugh you out of town. It's a groma. So, he mamish the kisoyis lebeis dovet as mamish the shayle. Baal monit sheicha v'gorem hefsid l'mazmin. Now he caused the loss. So he goes into the din of poil. The poil ain't yochel achzor me'avidosei bo'oifin shal yedei chazorosei toivar ha'malocha. The halacha in Bava Metzia is that I'm not allowed to go back on my word to do work for you if you hired me, right? If it's going to cause you a loss. And then the halacha is that if it does cause you a loss, then there are certain ramifications. If you started working for me, I could deduct it from what I owe you. And then the big question is, what about if I'm just experiencing a loss because of you? Stop. I don't owe you anything. But I got a loss because you didn't do the job. Can I go back to you? So the Shulchan Aruch here brings down the Shaila. Kosev Ramban, the Soicha Aleh Mimata Nafa Pisha Kolzman Shabola Chavilu Biyodoi Chayovin L'Shalim, says the Ramban, Avaloi Yoisim Mechtei Schochen. So first the Ramban wants to say, I can't be Moitzi Momen from you. I can only deduct if I owe you, let's say you did some work for me. Right? So let's say I hire somebody for $25,000. He does $5,000 worth of work. And then because he left, I experience a loss. I can dig into that $5,000. But I can't go beyond, can't stop me, Moitzi Momen. Pashtus, because that's a groma. Shari ain't a groma. And therefore you should be potter. But now he comes and he says like this. Dafke hefzid, dovo ha'ovu cheini Momen. It's not Momen. Like a malamed, where there's a loss, but there's not a dollar, a clear dollar on it. You pay everything. Right? What's going on? So the Porsche shot here is which means I'm wearing a different hat now. I'm not wearing Bava Kama. Bava Kama hat. The regular Bava Kama hat is very, very narrow. It has to be a Hezek B'Yadayim, a Maisa B'Yadayim, or a Garmi, according to a mayor, direct. Once I'm a worker, now I become, it's almost like I accept upon myself a new role. And in this role, I'll be chayiv even on a groma, not because midin groma, midin poyel. It's almost like he calls it midin orev. It's like a separate obligation that I'm accepting upon myself. So we can't use Bava Kama anymore. We can't use Bava Kama anymore. Now there's a new din called Poyel. And the Poyel now is accepting upon himself. We find it by Yehoras. We find Mishnayis in Bava Metzia. If a sharecropper doesn't plant a field, he could be responsible for what would have grown. What kind of Chiyuv Bava Kama is that? Im Oiver, Im Loy Oiver. The Teretz is, he's accepting upon himself a new framework of obligation. It's a new framework of obligation as a poyel. And as a poyel, your liability overrides the limitations above a comment. Now you b'chayiv me, I'll spoil. And that's why the Rishonim are saying that if there was actually a hefzid moment, potentially I can collect it from you. I'll spoil. How does obligation happen? So that's they explain how, whether it's midin orev, however it's triggered. That's already a mechanical question. How do you become obligated? But that's a separate issue. But the idea is you become obligated now, not just above a kam. So what I want to suggest here is like this. When a dayan becomes a dayan, he's taking on our role as dayan. It's a dayan. And dayan has certain responsibilities b'teches dayan. Chiyuvim that are coming upon him from becoming a dayan. That potentially could be broadened. beyond Bavakame. Just like a poil who works for you. He could become now obligated on things that in Bavakame he wouldn't be obligated. Now he took on a new role. Now he took on a role, he's a poil. I'm an Oris. Now if I didn't plant the field, I have to pay you. I'm a sharecropper. Lemais, if I went in front of your property and I parked vehicles around your entire property, the perimeter of your property, so that no workers were able to go on and to work on your property, I'd be potter. Because Groma. Right? But now that I'm an Oris, and I didn't do what I'm chayev, because now I took on a role of Oris. So when I take on a role, I was dying, potentially, there are new obligations that are chal on you, me didn't die. Now I'm chayev, I was dying. Now this fits beautifully with the Ktzais. The Ktzais says, what does the Nosav and Nosav Biyad do? So the Ktzais says, we're not being mechayev you for Nosav and Nosav Biyad. The hard to be in a Nosav and Nosav Biyad, he says, Loitzorech afilu kuloi, says the Ktzais. This was on the Maamar Kremis last week. He says, even if what would be the dayan, let's say I was Machayev, the case I told you, David, $100,000. Right? And Lamaisa, I only took $20,000 from David and gave it to Takiv. And then the other $80,000, David wrote out a check directly. I wasn't involved in the transfer. The sugya says, we're talking about here where the dayan himself did. What would be if the dayan did part of the psak? The rest of Baldin died directly. Says the Ktzais, he still chayev to pay the whole thing. Why? Says the Ktzais, kol shenosav enosam biyad, choshev maise, v'kom dino bekuloi. Now it's like I physically did the whole din. And now I'm chayev to pay for the din. Here I'm chayev. And that's how he explains the Ktzais, why if I destroy the mashkin, the dayan, I'm not chayev for the mashkin. For the mashkin, it's mazak shibudi shel chaveroi. But by me moving around the mashkin, I facilitated my din directly. Now I'm chayev al dayan. Now I'm chayev al dayan. That's why I'm chayev. That's the hezbrat of it. Now, if that's the case, we could say. So now it's very simple. When somebody makes a toyas b'shikla das, it's not shaykh hakim li. Because we're being mechayev him al zdayin. He can say kimli. Kimli means we have a suffix in choy shemish, but if you chayev a potter. Now you could say kimli. So the baldin could say, you know what? I have a dayin who yesterday said that I'm potter. Obviously there is such a svar. Forget who he is. Grad, it was Chaim Dayan. Doesn't matter who it was. It could have been Chaim, it could have been Michel Dayan, it could have been Yankov Dayan. It doesn't make a difference who the Dayan was. There was a Dayan that said yesterday, I'm Potter, based on a Svara. I hold of that Svara. So I'm a pen. The Dayan himself, when he wakes up Monday, he's saying, you know, I made a mistake. My judgment was flawed. So he's saying that Al Dayan, I made an erroneous psak al zdayan. And that's what he stands by today. So now he's not chayev to pay because of the choshe mishpat part. He's chayev to pay al zdayan. So long that he holds, he made a toss. He's chayev now al zdayan. What's he going to say? Kimli? There's no kimli shayech over here. It has nothing to do with kimli. His chayuv mami din dayan. The baldin, his shayel is, am I chayev a part to the baby? Now when we come to our sugya also with Dvar Mishneh. The reason why you're potter by Dvar Mishneh is because when the mistake is to such a level as Dvar Mishneh, you're not acting in the capacity of a dayan. It's not a psak aloche. So now we go back to Bava Kama. Bava Kama potter. We were only able to open up the gates against you using the new Shulchan Aruch called Hilchos Dayanim. But Hilchos Dayanim has a threshold of what's called a dayan, what's called a din. And since the din is completely reversed, now if we look at Rashi by us, and Rashi says, Betobet war mich der Häuser bei die Buro in Sanhedrin, der Kiven, die keine Pora, wie Mozart im Handel, so stark auch, der Masche Omar Waf Krumu. Rashi is saying more than that. Rashi doesn't say just, if the behemoth would be, it would be able to reverse it. Rashi says, why would we reverse it? Like Mishol said, Mishpotim don't go back, because it wasn't a Mishpot. Rashi says, therefore, why would it have been Chayz? Ishtakach, so now it comes out, the Masha Omar Wav Klumu. Wav Klum. Now what do you want to Machayev me? Now we just took out, we extracted Yashem Dayim. Now what do you want to be Machayev me? But Vakama? Because you gave your animal to the dogs? So Chashi, Iyud Afsana Nafshe. We're going right back to Bava Kamas for us. We're going right back to Bava Kamas for us. Once the Dayan element is removed, because you're Torbid Valmishne, now we go back to Bava Kama. What do you mean? That's right, the Zolbazach. The Vaita the Zolbazach, the Mumch is part of the same reason. No, this was a Hizik Birshus. Now he has a Bava Kama Heta. What are you saying? By what? Valmishna or by non-Valmishna? Valmishna is not a psak. By Shiku Adas, what do you want to machayev him for? He's a Hizik Birshus. You're being machayev him al Zayin, and Hilchos Zayin is a din that a Mumchos Hizik Birshus. Yeah. The whole reason why a Dayan is chayev normally by Shikul HaDa'as is because it's Shaloi Bershus. That's the bullshit. But if he's a Mumche, it's Hizik Bershus. Okay. No, so Don Dina Gami is just to make a Komdina. Meaning you have to do a Maisa now to make a Komdina. That's the whole point of the choice. But how do you become a Komdina? By you facilitating the Psaq.
It doesn't have to be a Kuntra
Meir, it could be a Kuliah. No, that's the Shaila. What's called facilitation? There's a separate machloikas in a Meir and a Kachonim. What's called facilitation? He holds Gami is facilitation, he holds it's not facilitation. That's the Mursa. According to them, you need also an SMBI. No, it was Alpin.